joining Oakwood Broadcasting Company. Can I help you?
Powers.
Yes.
Casey and Ron.
What are you, the receptionist now?
No, I'm off the air.
Okay, well, we got a question for you.
Okay.
What was the first sign that you noticed when your testosterone went away?
The first sign?
What was the first clue that you were having testosterone problems?
Well, some people, and I'm not saying it was me, start growing breasts. But it wasn't, I didn't grow breasts or anything. It wasn't, I mean, I didn't. I didn't, like, look down and go, oh, my God, or anything like that. It was somebody else.
You just heard about it. You read about it on the interwebs.
Yeah. I think maybe a doctor might have said something to me about it. Really? You know, and most people think it's like, oh, my God, I have cancer of the boobies. And no, I didn't. I mean, they don't.
As he's expressing milk to sample.
Also, another person I know was kind of checking out Ron's ass in the hallway and going, whoa, that's kind of cute. And then, but it wasn't me. It was somebody else.
These are stories you read about on the internet.
Right, so, right. And okay. People start wanting to go out to lunch with the girls. The Mary Kay people got a little upset with me because I kept calling one to have a party.
Kept calling one and a half parties, so those were signs. But once you started getting, and once your friend started getting the shots, the testosterone shots, what did you hear with the results? Did it all come back?
They started talking like this.
Started hanging out with Rosie, huh?
Yeah.
And I had sex with the nurse right there in the doctor's office.
His name was Earl.
No, you get, you start growing hair and stuff a little more.
Yeah.
And, to be completely honest, and don't put this on the air, whatever you do.
No.
I was having some problems with my vagina. What?
You finally grew hair.
Why are you laughing at my medical problem?
I know, it never is, you know. Well, but you
Ron,
know,
but, hold him.
No, but really, to be honest, I didn't really get that much. It didn't change me that much, you know. It really didn't. Testosterone shots did nothing for me.
Wow. So yeah. So that's why you got the receptionist job there at the radio station.
Yeah, they thought I was much better on the phone.
Well, you do it well, girlfriend.
And most of the guys say I sound real cute, too.
Well, it is Northern Nevada. All right. Well, listen, Powers, it's a pleasure talking with you, buddy. Thanks for taking
the
time.
Love you, man.
Oh, no problem, guys. Love you, too. Especially you, Ron. You little vixen.